Cool. Rolling here.
Check, check, check. We're good?
Looks good.
Looks good.
Things are moving.
Episode 25. We made it. That's just a nice clean number. That seems fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quarters are 25.
25 was a good year for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Rental car wise.
Right.
It's about half off. I really thought I would be able to think of other things that are significant about 25, but just quarters.
Yeah, just quarters. Those are, I used to love quarters.
Did you have the collectible, like, big thing where you put every state's quarter in its state?
I think so, at one point. Yeah. Yes, that was kind of fun. You're like, ooh, this is this state. And then my grandfather, which I think is a very, everyone's grandfather collects coins, right? Feels like a very grandfather thing.
I don't know if everyone does, but yeah.
Yeah, so my grandpa would collect coins, and he'd give me some, which is very kind.
That is very nice of him.
But he'd always label it, with each grandkid, he'd label it with our names, and he, for pretty much my whole life, spelled my name T-R-A-Y.
Really?
Yeah.
So. You never really figured that out, huh?
Yeah.
Trey.
This is fine.
Trey Quarters.
I hope I'm that grandpa who can't even spell my grandkid's name. Isn't that funny? Love me very much. Great grandpa. Couldn't spell my name, though.
E-R-A, though. Can never remember. Yep. I need a mnemonic device or something to help me remember this.
That's good stuff. Back in your studio, because I don't know. Dude, so this is my update, dude. Basically, it's just been like we're going to get you in here Saturday. Okay, you know what? This and that happened. Just, you know what? Contractor's like, you know what? You guys take 2 nights on me. Oh. Just go enjoy yourselves. Grab a hotel Monday. Like, yeah, we're thinking Wednesday. We're thinking, okay, I guess we'll get. Two more nights, okay. And then they're like, okay, Thursday for sure. All right. I'm like, all right. Hold it. Katie, I'll go back and grab one more night. And then we come Thursday, and they go, definitely Friday. And so now it's Friday. And I've checked out the hotel for the third time. It's embarrassing. The people at the front desk are like,
do you mean it?
Hey, again. And then they're like, finally move-in day? You go, yeah. Thursday, we're like, yeah. And then I had to go back. This is what happened to me Friday. I had to go back and check it again. And this woman, I kind of stand, just kind of walk up like, I need one room, one night. She goes, okay. I'm standing there. 5 minutes have passed. It's like, what?
Yeah, do you have a room or do you not have a room?
Yeah, when you customer service people, it's like, I could book this online in the time what have you been doing? And she goes, one moment, sir. And she brings like a manager up front who's like directing her through how to do it.
Interesting.
And I'm like, did you hire her 30 minutes ago? This isn't, how much training is required for this? And they're like, let me see your ID. We have to scan your ID. So I give them my ID and they take it back there and they scan it. And they're like, you have to pay for it. Try to hand them their credit card. Like, oh, sir, I can't touch. So she's like trying to fish the like reader through this. I'm like, you just put your grubby paws in my
oven mitt on, trying to grab it. Oh, sorry. Don't really have opposable thumbs in this thing. This is tough. Throw it at me.
Recording this Friday. You're listening to this the next Thursday. And
surely you're moved in by then.
I don't know. And now, wouldn't you know it? Perfect storm. I've been hired to host a Facebook like virtual event.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, which is great. Cool opportunity. So that requires, they're like, okay, so yeah, we assume, you have kind of a podcast studio, so you have like a really good, great internet setup, a nice setup.
We assume you probably have electricity and running water. Like, you would think. You would think.
Yeah.
The hotel does.
So now it's like this added disaster of like, okay, I have this thing where I'm hosting to who knows how many thousands of people they're going to get to tune in. Yeah. It's like, I've got to figure this out. And they drop on me like, oh, heads up. So to like kind of approve the electric work with the city or like the electric company, they do have to come and like shut it off like for like 1 to 3 days. I'm like, so today after this podcast, I'm gonna go over there and be like, okay, can we have a real conversation here? I feel like I need to live in an Airbnb for 1 to 2 weeks.
Really?
It's a disaster.
Is that what you're afraid of?
I guess. Now they're telling me like, yeah, you won't have power for like 3 days. I'm like, well, like, that doesn't work. I have to go somewhere. I'm clearly not gonna have to live here then.
What kind of rule is that?
I don't know.
Before you start using electricity full time, we're gonna shut it off for make sure it doesn't work for 3 days.
I'm just so frustrated that we were ever told this would be ready at this time.
I don't know.
But let's chill. What's going on in your life then,
dude? Hold on. What else still needs to be done? Like, are they close? Does it feel like you're close?
It always does. Yeah. But then we're always back at that hotel. So it's like so the update is, I guess they got all the countertops on. The plumbing is pretty much done. It's the electric thing where they're, I guess that's taking time, but then they're like, but as we like do more of it, you know, process of elimination, like it's just simpler to do. Cause I guess the initial electrician had to be like fired. They had to get this other guy who had to like figure out what he had done. And
cool.
It feels like it's almost done, but now I don't believe it.
Hmm. You remember like 2 weeks ago when you posted a picture of your house and I said, that's where you're moving in 2 weeks. Like, dude, they'll figure it out. They're working 12 hour days.
And it started coming together quickly. You're like, yeah, it comes together very quickly at the end, but then it doesn't.
It does not feel that quick.
Yeah.
Five nights in the Doubletree.
Yeah.
Feels pretty slow.
Dude, you ever had their cookies?
Is that something they're known for?
It is. They have Katie stayed in a Doubletree she had like a work trip, I don't know, maybe a year ago. She was down there in Austin, Texas for 2 weeks. So I was like, I'll come down in the middle and hang out in Austin for a few days.
Cool.
Stay at the Doubletree.
Yeah.
And they give away cookies. That's like their thing. They have like a whole supply of fresh cookies. I don't know how fresh they are.
Sweet.
Yeah. And every time I walked in, I go, can I get another cookie? I had five a day. They're so good.
Like, I love Austin.
Yeah.
It's a great city. Honestly, good cookies.
Dude, you should for real do this and report back. If you're ever traveling somewhere and you see a Doubletree, just kind of hop in like you own the place. Like, oh, before I go to my room, can I grab a cookie? And maybe just ride the elevator up and down and leave and eat a cookie.
Sweet. I had no idea they had cookies.
They're fire.
When I was trying to go to Yosemite and they put me up in a hotel in Phoenix for a night, I was at a Doubletree. Mm. And instead of cookies, the kind of the cool amenities they had for me was my room key not working. And once I sit down to make a toilet, turns out it's leaking. And now the water is all over my pants. So that was kind of cool. I would recommend that if you're outside of Phoenix. Go to the Doubletree.
Man, they didn't even offer you cookies. Wet panties.
Just wet pantalones. And
brutal.
Yeah, third try on a room key.
That is brutal.
And also the automatic doors didn't work. Had to knock.
Hey, you mind?
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Brutal.
Hey, the sensor's not working.
That is
what? He has to say what? Like, can't you clearly see what the issue is?
Yeah.
I'm not walking through your automatic doors.
So yeah, we're staying at like a fairly nice hotel because I'm like, I mean, a hotel's not as nice as your house. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to stay at a wet pants hotel
establishment. You
know?
Yeah.
So he's going to pay for something. But we ate at the like restaurant bar that's in the hotel.
Okay.
And on the final bill, which was annoying, but then less annoying because I'm not paying for it. But they're like, I already bought the meal and tipped, but then on my hotel bill, it's like, oh, you have the hotel restaurant gratuity and like fee. It was like an extra $30. I was
eating
like, what?
Fee.
I was like, what? How do you get away with this? How does people get away with this stuff? I watched this YouTube video, you know, Drew Gooden.
Yeah, of course.
He's a YouTuber we enjoy. But he kind of just did this great breakdown of cable and how it's like, who is buying
this? I want
to
watch this video.
Yeah, who is buying this? Basically, you're like Spectrum, $70 a month. And if you like pull it down, it's like remote fee, $5 a month for like the remote. And it goes, you know, just to have other equipment, $13 a month. It's just lying. It's like, no, this is $120 a month.
Jeez.
You're lying to me. Do less guests. It's free. But a dollar a month fee for me being homeless. Another dollar a month.
For general processing.
Fee, yeah.
Yeah, another dollar for my wet pants.
How funny is that? Y'all need to check your statements. This is actually $40 a month. $5 a month. But there are a lot of fees.
It adds up. A lot of surcharges.
Studio fee.
The end of the month.
This it just went up because we have to use this Jake studio.
A second studio. I charge quite a bit. Yeah. We're trying to use this. So yeah, he's going to get billed. that's cool about cable, I guess. Wait, is the contractor like paying for all this for you so far? Like, is he paying for every hotel you've had?
The first two nights and then on the next invoice, you better believe it. I'm like, yes, he will.
Send it his way.
100%.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, because this week's been a headache. Cause trying to do the podcast, like we had three podcasts a week. So next week's gonna be an adventure. I gotta get it. I'm hoping that like a lot happens the next few days where I can. I kind of told them like this room is a priority, being like studio room. Like,
yeah,
get it working, get the lights in here.
Yeah,
so I can at least do that. So that
entertain
we'll see.
The masses.
We'll see. It's always something.
Yeah, big week. Or I mean, kind of normal week, but No, no. I go back now. Big week.
Big week.
Yeah,
big week.
I'm going to say it. It is a big week. We, you know, our normal three podcasts a week, but also final round of hiring someone this week.
Yeah.
Also Nebraska and back this week.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
It was a big week. You know?
Dare I say huge.
I'm going to say it. Huge week.
Huge week. Yeah, maybe that's added to my stress of I had a big pickleball championship. Heartbreaking loss.
We went to
Nebraska.
Kickball.
That's Please your thing, dude.
Do not.
Sorry. Yeah, went to Nebraska back, which, you know, just it's just been a roller coaster. Nebraska falls, girls of the fall, everyone loves it.
Woo!
Devastating kickball loss. We're going to move to our house. Another night at this hotel. You know.
So you lost the kickball championship last night, but you must have won the semifinal game, right, to get there? Tell me about that game.
So that was
Talk happy thoughts.
Was a defensive battle. We played a great defensive game, but so did they. We won 4-3.
Okay, low scoring for kickball, I imagine.
Yes, it was. Ooh, it was a nail biter. We had a night. There were, I think it was. We were up 4-2. They just had like one run in it. It was 4-3. It was 4-2. They had bases loaded, no outs.
This is scary.
And we held them to one run.
That's huge.
Was big. 4-3. Our last at bat, we went scoreless. 4-3. Last inning, we got to keep them scoreless, and we do it. We get the job done.
Nice.
Like, okay. We're chilling. We have an hour between the next game. We're chilling. Yeah. We order pizza. We're having seltzers. Morale. Ooh, spirits are up. We go championship. This team.
Also, temperature's dropping pretty quick.
We're down to probably 50. Surprisingly, not too bad. We keep warm. Everyone's got hoodies. Everyone's got blankets. And we play this team who it's escalated because they're kind of being like jerks, you know, like
kickball jerks.
Like it's kickball. There's no like balls in kickball. Like you can kind of
like a pitch not being in the strike zone.
Right. Like you're allowed to let a few go by. You can kind of wait until you find one you like. But so that's what a lot of people do. And I guess like a couple people would do that too much. Even like one of the girls on our team and like this, the male pitcher would like jar, you know, just like, and you're like, dude. And then it gets everyone fired up. But we were up 8-2 and we lost 9-8.
It's crushing. It's like a Falcons Super Bowl loss there. It's 28-3.
And for the second straight week, I put in too much effort and injured myself. And so I just
what did you do last night?
It was pretty proud of the actual, like, it was an outfield like diving catch for the
snagged.
Out.
Nice.
But in the process, in the dive, I did one of those like head slams on the ground.
Oh yeah. That kind of like it has like a, like hitting your head can like leave a weird taste in your mouth.
Yeah, like one of those. It's yes. It's like
you
licked a battery or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a very like irony, like acidic.
And I got up and I was kind of like, ooh. And then the girl next to me goes, oh my gosh, how's your head? I was like, oh, did you see it bounce off the ground? Jeez. And I woke up this morning with a splitting headache.
Really?
That's crazy. Again, I'm feeling good now. But I just like, and then we lost. I'm like, this is not worth it. Why am I doing this to myself? But kickball, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the hiring.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I love, like, I had 13 seltzers last night and then made this diving catch. And I had this headache this morning.
No, what is funny is, like, I really only had a couple of seltzers. But you know those times where you have two beers and you wake up like, oh. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Like, am I 80?
Did I make a diving catch last night?
Yeah.
Why is my head so
But that's
sore?
What happened. I woke up and I was like, why do I have this headache? I maybe had two seltzers, and I go, it's probably when I slammed it on the turf.
When I, like, Troy Bolton bounced that sucker off the ground.
Yeah. But we chatted with three candidates for about 45 minutes each.
Yeah.
I think we have a winner. We need to
I think so.
We're going to have to get in touch with this person. I've yet to do that. I need to really give them it feels weird being professional or something. I give them like a proposal, if you will. Somebody attached is your proposal.
Nice.
Let us know if you want it. So I need to put, I guess I need to decide what I'm going to pay them and then like what all it is, but it will be easy.
It's election season. And so I think you should give them like prop A and prop B. Cause like you see all the signs like vote no on proposition B.
Yes.
So I think you should allow him to like choose one of the propositions.
Or just kind of do like, hey, we want to offer you the role. Just real quick, who are you voting for? And they'll just be like, oh, what's the right answer?
On the propositions I'm giving you.
Oh, gotcha. By the way.
But for real, who are Trump or Biden, though?
But for real.
Did you watch the debate? Vice President debate.
Did you?
What
did
you think of the fly?
Do you low-key think Kamala's attractive? Hey.
10 years ago.
10 years.
20 years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Right now.
When?
When?
When is she attractive to you?
No, Joe Biden. Handsome? More handsome now or
when Silver
did
Fox?
Did you see the black and white photos when he was 20? Do you think he was hot?
Can you imagine him colorized?
Yeah.
Not like that.
Not like that. Hey, hey. So, but well, yeah, that'll be super helpful. So we can, yeah, I'm sure you do less guests. There's been a couple of videos in the history of this podcast where it's like, and the rest of this is audio because Trey messed it up. So that won't happen anymore.
Something happened, but it won't happen anymore.
It won't happen anymore. It'll be very clean and professional.
We've probably only got a few more podcasts in us where we don't have someone else in the room, which would be interesting.
It will.
I'm excited to see how that is. To almost feel like we have an audience with us. I mean, one person audience, but still.
Yeah.
Might feel a little different.
It will. I think it'll enhance the vibes.
Yeah.
Have another guy to bounce ideas off of.
E the V. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll... E the V. Dude, you trying to E the V this weekend? That's my new thing. Enhance the vibes.
Enhance the vibes. Yeah, why not? Of course.
Guys, we got to E the V. That's one of my big new things is you ever hang out with a group of people? I feel like you're probably similar to me where do you feel like you're kind of the head of vibes, if you will, in a social setting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's kind of like...
Willing to take charge of the vibes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. And have you... When you're with a group of people and you can just tell the vibes are down... You know, there's like moment. There's more like a weekend trip or like your trip with friends. You probably have moments where you're like, we gotta get the vibes.
Energy's kind of low right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that's my thing. I just go, guys, vibes are off right now. Like we gotta, and then you make a change, and then later you go, vibes are right.
See, yeah. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't expect me to put on CNC Music Factory, Everybody Dance Now, yeah. But it's a pretty good song.
I forget
about it.
I specifically remember a time I went to like a late night kind of dinner with 6 or 7 friends. And the vibes were off, but my personal vibes were off. I was just kind of like tired and I was not in the mood to be head of vibes.
Sure.
And I remember like a buddy of mine looking at me and being like, come on, man.
You got whack vibes.
Do you want me to, am I supposed to like entertain all y'all? And he's like, kind of. And I was like, well,
that's why you're here.
Yeah. I'm just not. Yeah. It's interesting. Because I love social settings like that because you have certain guys who play their role, right?
Yeah,
this guy's kind of quiet, but he'll say something really funny every now and then.
Yeah, he knows his role.
Yeah.
I walked into a scenario last night, kind of a newer friend group that I've been hanging out with. They all know each other very well, but I'm kind of new. I've not told these people what I do for a living. They don't know that about me, but I walk in last
night. Are they trying to get to know you? They don't know spell my name.
They don't know anything about me.
Which doesn't mean they don't love me.
Yeah. They call me Drake, but with a J still. I don't know. It's kind of weird. J-R-A-K-E, I think. But they, I think when I've told them what I do, it's just like, oh, I do videography or whatever. Like, they don't really know what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I walk in last night. They're kind of already there. It's a game night. I'm the last one to arrive. And they go, there he is, podcast master. There he is, which... That gets me so overwhelmed. Like, there's not much that overwhelms me, but one, like, that's a weird term to call me, or like to call anyone anything who does stuff, what they do. Master? What does that insinuate? And then, yeah, just like, I guess they found one of our podcasts and have been listening to a lot. Weird, though. It was, it like threw me off so much to start the night. Vibes were off.
So now they know.
Yeah, personal vibes
off. Yeah.
For all I know, they're all Do Less Guests and they're hearing this now. I don't know. I don't really know how far the fandom goes.
That's great. And do you, but it was like a supportive thing, or was it sarcastic? Like, I remember this time in college when I was like in line for a burger or something, and this group of friends goes, oh, look, it's Trey Kennedy, the Vine Sensation. And they all laughed. Is that what happened to you?
That feels less supportive than what I felt last night.
Okay, that's good.
They seemed like they thought it was cool, but also I think this was their first time ever interacting with someone who has a podcast, and I just don't think they knew how to act at all.
Oh, this guy's a podcast.
Podcast guy. Are you late because you just got done recording a podcast?
Is it cool if like we have a conversation, or do you feel like that's work?
That's really funny. Yeah. I was thinking maybe later we could grab some ice cream, maybe have a non-recorded podcast. Yeah. But hey, if you've already done one today,
step on your toes. That's maybe my new bit. Like, honestly, man, I have conversations for a living. I don't really want to. I just can't.
I'm trying to separate work and play, and just talking to you would feel like work.
I'm going
to
do that in like my Bible study, like dead serious. Like, I'm just really struggling with my work-life balance because part of what I do for work is talk. And so everyone feels like I should be talking, and it's kind of ruining my life.
Just respect me. Look, I don't ask you to balance the debts and credits of Bible study. All right? I have respect.
Seriously.
But you're over here asking me how my day was? Think, dude.
Buzz off.
Think. Yeah. Vibes off.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're
take
throwing
a
off my personal vibes. As head of vibes, stop.
Let's just start asking people to do their job for for us in social settings. Finance? I don't know how he would do it. Yeah. What else?
Let's see. That's just, that's just we really try boring. To do this bit. We just don't even know anything about
what
real
jobs.
What are jobs? Yeah. Let's. Oh, am I going to ask you to bank for a living? Am I going to ask you to do what bankers do?
I can't remember the jobs.
Yeah. Am I going to ask you to explain to me how a loan works? Because I actually don't know.
Pretty lost on how that whole thing goes.
How do banks even make money? Like, you think I'm going to ask you that stupid question? Seriously.
Ryan told me to tell women I work in finance, so I've been telling him I'm a bank teller. That's how I, that's also the Michael Scott. That's the way I appreciate understand teller. Jobs.
I'm a teller, senior teller.
Bank teller.
That's great.
Let's do our triple threat trade.
Yes, we're on the Drake. Same page. Triplet trade, triple sponsored, or not sponsored. This is an unsponsored podcast. Inspired is the word I wanted to say by my current life. Triple a trade, triple of worst adulting activities, worst adulting things.
Yeah. I hate the word adulting, but every now and then you got to use it.
Yep.
For the things you do. Really,
I got
don't you,
and
do.
I got one to start us off with. DMV.
That was going to be up on my top.
Yeah.
Three.
Sorry. Kansas City has a unique problem. Someone's got to find a way around this. I've lived in Missouri, back to Kansas, now back to Missouri.
Dude, same. And I flip-flopped three times.
And I swear I'm going to. I feel like I'm gonna go back to Kansas at some point. Yeah. And it's just, so I have to do it all over again.
And you can't do anything online once you move, especially switch states. Like, you can't renew your tags, new driver's license, new car insurance. Your credit card has a new zip code now.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Dude, I've moved so many times.
I've got to go do the whole license tag thing. I've been putting that off, but I mean, that's just a day burned. So just got to go do that. It's horrible.
I was legitimately thinking about doing it this afternoon because I'm in the same boat. My tag's been expired for so long, and now my driver's license is expired.
Oh, you better drive safe, dude. You get pulled over.
Dude, yeah, it's going to be bad news for me. I'm double expired. But the thing is, yeah, it's just annoying, though. Once you move, you can't do it online. You have to go in person. But because of the pandemic, they're shutting down earlier, so you have to reserve a spot in line. But I'm not exactly early worm gets the worm. I don't wake up at 6 a.m. and like reserve my spot, so... Yeah. By the time I do reserve my spot, I'm like, we're not accepting anyone today. And oh boy.
Yeah. And we've done it twice now where we've gone and they're like, oh, you're like missing this one thing. Like, what? We brought everything. Like, no, but this is like a copy of that. We just need the one. But you're like,
you
didn't say this. And the first time we went, so we got there, you know, 10 minutes before it opened, and there's like some people out there already in a line. And I watched this, it was like DMV personified. The experience, this guy clearly had gotten up very early to be first in line, and he walks out towards his car with a rage I've rarely seen in a
man.
Just, I can't even reiterate what he said, but he's just swear words upon swear words. Just, yeah, yeah. He's like kicking the side of his truck. I thought he was going to cover someone, and I was just, and I didn't judge him at all. I was like, I mean, that honestly might be being 30 minutes. So, yeah, oh, he's just screaming.
Because, like, he probably didn't have the right form.
Yeah, he probably missed one thing. He'd been there for an hour, and he's...
That is funny you got to see, like, the rage
the
firsthand.
Whole meltdown.
Jeez.
These people.
I almost went full Karen the other day over at Chipotle Burrito.
Oh, really? What'd they do?
Which is, like, very, very not my personality. And I didn't go too much Karen, but I've just started to, you know, try to stand up for myself more in different scenarios.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. At Chipotle, you've made fun of me about this before.
Yeah.
Made fun of me for this.
Like, I just went, could you just somehow, I know it's probably like physics one of those, would you just wrap queso in a tortilla?
And more queso and just some more queso and then just start wrapping it.
Sir, this is not Taco Bell.
So, yeah. I don't get that many things on my burrito. But what I found is like, I was only getting four things on my burrito. But if I go down to three, it takes like $3 off. And so I'm like, this is going to save me a lot of money over time to like still pretty similar taste and $3 off.
So what are your three items? Like, what were your four? What'd you cut?
I cut some salsa. But
so you're going rice, chicken, queso.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a starved third world country kid.
Nice.
Like, this is all I have.
Great.
And it's called a three-pointer at Chipotle because there's just three things, right? Mm-hmm. And normally they're like three-pointer with queso, so then you still get upcharged a little bit. This guy 2 days ago is like charges me, and I'm like, oh, actually that's like a three-pointer, so it's supposed to be less.
I made a three-pointer. The foot wasn't on the line, man.
I shot it. I followed through. I put it right here. Boom, it's down. All right,
three-pointer, man. You know the deal. You know the drill.
Splash Bros. And he's like, oh, so the rice is 1 point, the chicken's 2 points, and the queso is 4 points. And quite honestly, I was a little lost because I was thinking like dollars. I forgot that I just said like three-pointer. I was like, what?
These points are so funny. No, man, you made a four-pointer.
Yeah.
You don't realize that.
So I find that we get on the same page. I'm like, oh, that's what you're talking about. I'm like, it's got to be more than $4.
I hope the end of the story is you going, so the next time I just went, rice and queso. Rice, you're going to save that $3.
There's only one way around this, and it's that I only get queso and one other thing. And so he is like, it doesn't count as a three-pointer. And I was like, well, tell you what, dude, I come here about 3-4 times a week. I get a three-pointer every time.
Yeah, I know you work here, but I'm actually here more than you.
I'm very qualified to tell you how much this cost. I was like, I get a three-pointer with queso and a large drink, and it's $9.87 every time. I came to this one yesterday for lunch, and I will probably come to this one tomorrow for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I'm being friendly, but I am telling him how it is. Like, this is how it works. And he's like, man, that's weird. I don't know. I'll have to talk to someone. And so I don't say a word. I wait for him to talk to someone. He's still like ringing me up. And he's like, so that'll be $12.94 or whatever. I'm like, well, I thought you said you're going to talk to someone. He's like, no, I will. Like just later today or something. I was like, well, I'm the customer. I literally said that. I'm like, I'm the customer. Shouldn't you like figure it out for me right now? Like you talking to someone later doesn't help me. And he's like, well, I don't know where our manager's at right now. So I'll probably just have to talk to him later. And I was just like, it's $3, but like, also I really want to win this.
Right.
Like,
okay. You're in it pretty deep.
And so I was like, so what can we do right now to see how much this burrito is worth? And he's like, dude, I'm just telling you what I think it is. And it's going to be $12.95 or whatever. And he didn't budge. And wow. I was like, and he won. I didn't know wow. what to
yeah,
do.
I mean, yeah, that seems kind of impossible. This guy was just like, he just made it very clear, I'm not going to help you in any way. So.
Yeah. It wasn't about the $3. I just wanted to win. And at that point, I was like, I don't think I'm going to win without getting nasty.
Oh, but good for you.
It was great.
Good for you trying.
No, I'm definitely going to talk to someone like next time I think about it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Dude, I think all the added stress from the house stuff has got me kind of like the fuse is shorter.
Sure.
So like the lady who took forever, I was pretty close because she's like, I'll be right back. And she went back for like 5 minutes. And I almost wanted to... I really thought about getting my phone out and booking it and going, all right, this has turned into a check-in. The last name's Kennedy. I just did your job, you know, but I didn't. I waited. But dude, last night at Cape Well, the guy on the team kind of mouthed, I've never done this before because I don't mind a confrontation but with like strangers or if the kind of like male ego.
Testosterone filled.
The testosterone ones I've never really, that's not, I'm like, I don't want to find anybody.
You know? Yeah.
But it's probably the first time I've ever done this, but the guy, he was like jawing one of our girls. And I just go.
Because she took some pitches?
I just go, hey, yeah. And I just go, hey, dude, shut up. and he went Joe full Biden blown. He went full blown, you shut the F up. And kind of bubbled up. And I.
Whoa. From the pitcher's mound, he just drops the F-bomb back to the dugout?
These guys were crazy, yes.
That's scary, dude.
And like, the ump's like, guys, last game.
Like he's out in the middle of the
and
field.
I mean. I guess he won because I just kind of chuckled and was like, I'm done talking to that guy.
That's scary.
Because I felt kind of, I was like, I can't believe I'm going to do this. But I just go, hey, man, just shut up. I just straight up just do a shut up, dude. And he just goes, you shut the. And he kind of, he's like, actually, he wants to walk over and talk to me closer. And I was just kind of like, whoa. Okay.
Did you feel like your boys were behind you? Like they were ready?
So, what you're picturing is probably like dead quiet. And like, there is a lot of. There's another game here and here. There's a lot of like background noise.
Commotion.
So it wasn't like everyone was dead quiet. Like, can you believe you said that? There's a lot of commotion and probably half my team didn't even hear the exchange.
Okay, that does help a little bit.
Yeah. So it was a little less intense than I first described. But yeah, I'm sure everyone was just kind of annoyed they probably were like, yeah, there's just guy yelling at each other. Nothing's gonna happen.
Now back to my turn too. I just remembered something else. Yesterday we're at Messenger Coffee. The guy just looks me in the eyes and tells me straight up he can't warm up my pastry.
Oh,
Yeah. Which this is not that big of a deal, obviously, which is kind of funny now that we're on the topic of short fuse. I'm like, hey, can I get a, I almost got like a full, like, I don't know, like chicken pesto, like full meal. But then the woman in front of me ordered a chocolate croissant. I was like, you know what? That sounds kind of fire. Yeah. I'll eat a big lunch later. I'll go to Chipotle and probably get charged who knows how much, but whatever. The chocolate croissant sounds nice. And so I order it. Can I get the chocolate croissant heated up, please?
Yeah.
He's like, actually can't heat it up. I was like, oh, no? I mean, I feel like every coffee shop in the world, like you can heat up a pastry.
Why?
Yeah. And
you baked it with an oven, right?
These are capable of being, it's not, there's not aluminum in it, is there? And he's like, well, I mean, they're made fresh every morning, so we don't heat them up. I'm like, well, it's 1:30, so like it's not fresh now, you know. I'm not doubting they're fresh, but it's a temperature thing. I want warm chocolate. That sounds nice. He's like, the woman who makes them specifically asked us not to heat them up. I was like, but what if a customer asks you
but
to?
But the guy paying for it. Would like them to
and that's
be.
What I said. I said, what if a customer asked for it? And he's like, ah, she really wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's not even a rule. It's just like this woman who bakes it.
She's like, these are so fresh and they're delicious. No one can put this in a microwave.
Yeah.
To ruin it. Yeah, it's like a weird, I remember we had a coffee shop in Stillwater when I went to college, and it was one of those coffee shops. They didn't even have cream or sugar in their building. It was like coffee, you know, God, that's not how you drink coffee. What a horrible business model. I'm like, can I get cream in that? Like, we don't put cream in our coffee. Yeah, but I do. I'm trying to pay you for it.
And
now I'm not coming back.
You guys have Wi-Fi? Oh, we're Mennonites, actually. Okay. Yeah.
but I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't worked in, like, necessarily retail or super customer-driven jobs, but the one I had, I started a business in college, and I was very much, you know, understood, like, the customer is always right when you're working in these industries. And now I feel like I'm never right.
Yeah.
I just want to, I want a three-pointer and I want a hot chocolate in my mouth.
Let's keep going. I've been obviously living living in coffee shops. I've hit several different ones. I've yet to find one where the Wi-Fi is very reliable.
Okay.
We've been to a couple and it'll like, oh, it's like for these, oh, for 5 minutes it just stopped working. And now it's back. Or that was like really slow. I'm like, your only role as a coffee shop is to serve me good coffee, probably pastries. And to have Wi-Fi.
Consistent.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you can't do one of those things? That blows my mind. So you got to figure it out.
Panera Bread, pre-pandemic, worst public Wi-Fi I've ever seen.
Yeah.
McDonald's is so much better than Panera. And it's like, I'm not even expecting McDonald's to have good Wi-Fi.
Right.
There's a solid. The place you should go to, check it out, Mildred's in Crossroads.
I was there this morning.
Oh, you're kidding. Crossroads one?
Let me give you.
Because there's two.
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
It's new and really cool.
It's new and really cool.
Here's my issue.
Uh-oh.
Wi-Fi worked great for me.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Bad coffee.
Okay.
Which can't comprehend as a coffee shop. And not, I'm a little bit of a coffee snob, but I fully believe anyone who drinks this would be like, it was like kind of watery. You could tell even, I even looked at the color of it. I'm like, that's not going to be good. I'm like, how are you doing this for a living? And it's not good. I don't know. Because there's other coffee shops where like, oh, this is amazing. Can't get enough of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very picky boy, but the vibes.
But the Wi-Fi.
Great. The Wi-Fi was better. Like the hotel we're at. Wi-Fi, disaster. It's 2020. Yeah, we're building hotels. We're managing to build skyscrapers up into the sky. We have people in space. We got, you know, who knows what else happening. Wi-Fi can't get that figured out, I guess.
But I can't get Wi-Fi in my hotel room, and I can't get a phone charger to really like to be able to comfortably lay in bed and charge my phone.
Yep. Yeah, and now obviously the new iPhones are like they try to blame it on like we're just trying to help the environment, but now the iPhones don't even come with a charger
or headphones.
Yeah, headphones I kind of get because there's better headphones at this point.
Yeah,
but a charger now you're making us. It's just now it's just shameless. It's like yeah, we're gonna iPhone 15. You gotta fly to China and get it yourself.
You're gonna have to talk to Samsung and get your own battery, install it. It's a good battery though.
Yeah,
that is funny. We're trying to save the environment, and it'll also save us anywhere between $2 and $4 billion. But the environment.
It's crazy what they do. I had years ago, I did my first brand deal with like a cell phone company, so I got like this one of the brand new like nice Samsung Galaxies.
Cool.
So I was like, this is cool. I want to use it as my phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, green text, whatever. This was years ago. I wouldn't dare do that now. But So it's like they make it near impossible to do that switch. So it's a deal where like,
really?
If someone was texting, because I had like, it was originally like a iPhone plan with my number If you want to text me the iMessage, you would text me an iMessage. It would say it would go through. But because I now have a Samsung, it would get like lost.
Oh my gosh. Space. Yeah, I see
so
what you're saying.
So anyone I was iMessaging, which is everyone, it couldn't text me. And I'm trying to call and they're like telling me all this order you have to do to get it. And I just gave up. Like, all right, put it back in my iPhone.
Do you have any green friends?
A couple.
I got one.
And it's smart. I mean, it's smart what they're doing because they made it where, if you have all iPhone friends, you have to get an iPhone because it ruins the capabilities of group text.
It really is smart. Yeah.
The green becomes jarring because you're so used to the blue. And yeah, I have like.
And I want to like love or a haha, a green message from like, he's not even going to know that. He's not even going to receive that.
I can think of two people and I just don't get why.
Yeah. I got one in my life. I'm trying to get down to zero.
Because they're like proud of it too. Like, I mean, Samsung's better.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever tried Google Pixel? Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's like, no. But it's also like not wearing pants is better, but everyone has pants on.
We've all agreed. We're going to put them on.
Yeah. We've all agreed.
We're going to put them on. Yeah. The green text. I don't know. Yeah. I've never tried. I think the last non-iPhone phone I had was a BlackBerry Curve, like freshman year of college.
What are all your cell phones you had? I remember my very first one was a Nokia Flip. Nice. Kind of a nice brick, probably the size. It was a lot of people had it.
Yeah.
Flip. I remember we'd make little videos on it. Mm-hmm. And then I had I never had a Razor. It was never cool enough to have a Razor.
You did. Oh, excuse me.
You're fine.
I did. I had a Razor. It was awesome. Cool.
I didn't have one of those, but I had and then I got this like sleek little white one that was maybe this big and it was just flat and you just kind of did the old school texting on it. Huh. I remember I got made fun of a lot because they're like
a bar of soap.
Girl, yeah, it looks like a bar of soap. It was like girly phone. I thought it was cool. And then I think the next one I had, my first like cool phone, I had the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the whole little keyboard.
The wheel in the beginning or in the middle was sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
BlackBerry Pearls, BlackBerry Curves.
Those are cool, dude.
Did you ever have any like rich friends who had the Sidekick?
Yeah.
Those
kids in class would do that. Just whip that. It was so weird.
I never, legitimately no one at my school could afford one, but I saw it in movies. And Step Up 2, I remember that little Frodo kid who could dance. He had one, and I would see it like, and some of my friends at like the Springfield schools, they had Sidekicks, but not in Stratford.
Those are sick. Not in Stratford didn't make their way there. What was I going to say? Oh, I had a PSP.
Oh, that's cool.
Those were sick.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't like upgrade those and people still have them because they were so cool.
It was a great idea.
It was like this Nintendo Switch before the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Sick.
Analog sticks. Who would have thought?
Need for Speed Underground. Just fastest car.
Need for Speed was a great game.
It was.
Had a couple iterations of that.
Okay, backtrack. I think I've done my one.
Have you done one?
I guess you've done. You kind of did. So let's say you one of yours is ordering,
or all of my DMV stuff too, because I'm going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I can start with my second one, which will have to be, let's see, adulting. Probably, just like keeping things clean. Mainly from like a laundry standpoint. I just don't like doing it. I've never lived in a space where the laundry machines are on the same floor as me. And I think it's like such a big, like, I don't have to go all the way to the basement. And for that reason, like just doing laundry for my clothes, for my bed sheets, for the blankets on my bed, for the blankets like in the, you know, living area.
Dude.
There's just so much to upkeep. I hate it. I suck at it.
I often have this thought where I'm like, maybe this is bad of me, but you look around at the general public and you're like, most of these people are idiots, right?
Yeah.
And
I guess.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing pretty well in life, but keeping up with all that is so difficult. And so there's times that occur to me where I'm like, everybody's doing this? Like everybody's able to do this? I feel like I'm above average intelligence and I can't do it.
I think about that sometimes too when
it's humbling.
Just thinking about the idea of like a single mother. I'm like, you can do that?
Yeah.
You could and like have a job.
I think it's very much.
That's crazy.
Maybe it's like social media or something, or because we're always on our phone, so it makes it's burning time, so we think we're busier, but it's. Think of how many people we know, and I've talked about this plenty on my social media and stuff. Like everyone's like, a bunch of people who are maybe married or single, definitely no kids, and have like an entry level job, and they're like, I'm just so busy. I'll never forget talking to my like dad. Because we had like someone I knew, she was like a school teacher or something. And she was just like, I don't even have time to literally do anything. So busy. And my dad was like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's like busy. I'm sure she's like working all day. But he's like, I worked all day and also like coached all your teams and you know
was there for every game
a husband and yeah. dad and I'm not walking around going like I'm so busy. I'm like, that's true. I never heard my parents or anyone of my parents' friends ever in a conversation just be like, just I mean, I just crazy busy. Like that's the, that's right? Can you think, have you ever heard your dad say that?
No one, at my parents' age. I've never heard him say that. That's a good point.
Imagine our generation when we start having kids. I can't imagine. It's like, because I low-key do it. I'm like, I just don't even, and I'm supposed to throw a kid in the mix?
Yeah.
Or two?
I feel like my schedule is pretty full, but it's like with things, for the most part, that I want to be doing.
Yeah.
Like if something else came up, like a, God forbid, a lady friend were to enter my life, I could make time for it. But it's like right now, it's like I feel very like full and busy
laundry.
With stuff. But it's mainly washing my blankets and pickleball are really the only two things I got to keep up with right now.
I just don't have. I'm too busy. I can't date a girl. I'm playing pickleball 5 nights a week.
Dude, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah,
like where would date night fit in?
Just doesn't even make sense. Yeah,
I have chicken to pick on Wednesdays. I have Meadowbrook on Tuesdays.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
She's got to play. She's got to be able to. Keep up.
I was thinking, I don't know if I told you this, I was thinking about creating online dating profiles, but it's specifically to find like a college, like a women's college tennis player, like a former college tennis player to be my like pickleball partner.
My buddy,
life partner.
My buddy Ryan, who you know, is literally doing that. We're doing like a couples pickleball league for fun.
Yeah.
Like all of us friends are married except him. And so he's like, I'm literally on the apps. Like my bio says like, searching for a platonic pickleball partner.
Dude, I swear if he like snatches up one of these like athletes and that talent goes to waste,
dude,
I'm gonna be upset.
Dude.
I gotta create some.
Yeah, watch him just like hunt down this girl as a beast and they just whoop all of us.
Yeah. Like, this is supposed to be my girl.
Yeah. What in the world?
Dang.
Okay, my two is moving up. I think I've covered that. And then three, I talked a lot. We talked about customer service, that's good. Three, I touched a little on Correct Opinions, but with a lot more house stuff. That's just my life now. All of the like 1-800 numbers you dial and how difficult they make it on us. It's like they're making it more and more difficult. Where it's like I can understand complete sentences, and no matter what you say, they're like I didn't get that.
For some reason, at first I thought you said 1-800 numbers that you dial.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, now I know what you're saying.
Sorry.
You're saying the automated
like the customer service numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just. Never ends. And then I'm just trying to like get a simple answer on a order that's delayed and I'll do something else, but I've been on hold for 20 minutes and I give up. Like, how many people are calling? Get more people.
No, it's a disaster, dude. I think my third thing, or I guess, my third thing is just like how much research you have to do for like your own like benefit or like well-being as an adult. Like you want to go on a trip. I mean, obviously, that's more of like a luxury. That's not a necessity. But you're going to do a lot of research. Like, all right, I've got all these options to fly to Miami. What's going to be the cheapest? What's going to be the easiest? What options do we have for Airbnb? What amenities once we get there?
Yeah.
So that's all one thing. But even just like research, like I need health insurance and I'm, employed by you, whatever. So it's like now I got to research this. I don't even know what in the world I'm even looking for. Yeah. I don't even know what a good health insurance looks like. Now let's say my car breaks. I need to get a new car. Now I got to research cars. And then I got to look at like, okay, if I get this nice car, how much is that insurance going to be? What if I move back to Missouri? Is that going to be different? You have to look up so much stuff.
Yeah.
And thankfully we have the internet. What did they do 30 years ago?
Oh my God.
How did they do anything?
I think that's part of the problem. We're like overwhelmed with
information
and like options. So I've defaulted in my adulthood and I feel like has it probably cost me a little more money? Yes, but it's freed up so much time. I'm become a big fan of, once I find an option I like, I go with it.
Yeah.
If that happens to be the first thing I look at, I'm moving on. Booked.
Yeah.
Like a washer and dryer at the house. What do I know about a washer? I don't care about a washer. I'm just like, found this that's like the right size and it's the same brand as the other appliances. That's probably helpful. And it looks like, we confirmed like it's like a good size with like, asked like my mother-in-law.
Good.
Yeah. Or like, Katie asked her mom. And then I said to my dad, because he's dad's a know things. I'm like, what do you think of this? And he's like, I do more research online, see if there's any like really bad reviews out there. And then I track down where maybe it's sold somewhere in town and go talk to one of those specialists. See what and I just buy. I clicked it. I'm not doing all that's a Saturday. I'm buy.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, I'll deal with it then. But for the most part. things tend to work these days. So I just, yeah.
I would love to get to the point, yeah, like you, where it's like, I really want peace of mind, and where I can just pay someone to do everything. Just
yeah.
Like my car guy, my blanket laundry guy, my mm-hmm. travel person. Yeah. Actually, I'll probably
like the Seven Dwarfs bit on Duos God Bless.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That Londy, was so true. Drivey, yeah. Want someone
we
all
use Seven Dwarfs. Shavy.
So sick of shaving, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, dude, one guy at the pickleball court the other day was like, I didn't totally hear him because he was on like a different court, and he like gets my attention, and he's like, so it's a mustache. And it had like been a couple days since I'd shaved because I couldn't find my razor. Turns out it was under my passenger seat in my car. Found it.
Nice.
You know what it's like to have to search your car for your razor? There it is.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I just used it right then. It's bright clean.
Yeah. Well, you do electric?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, right? It's like it's metal.
Yeah.
It's fine. But all I hear him say is the word mustache. And so I'm like, maybe he noticed that I have barely grown one in 3 days. Surely not. So I'm like, give him a
Yeah, I just want to say, right
and
on, man.
He's like, no. You normally have mustache, yes? And I was like, no.
So this guy was Hispanic?
Something.
Okay. Ambiguous.
And
it's not ours, not us to decide.
No, yeah, not up to me. And I was like, no. He's like, no, you had a mustache.
Yeah.
And then eventually now I got to prove to this guy that I'm not whoever he thinks
Listen,
I am.
Listen, man. I'm just here to play pickleball.
I'm just here to pickle. Let's leave our upper lips out of it. He was so lot. And then eventually I'm like, sorry. And he's like, what are you saying sorry for?
Start apologizing.
And I'm like, because I don't know, because you think I have one and I don't. And then I'm having to explain why it was kind of a joke. And he's like, no need to apologize. I'm like, no, I know. I just thought it was funny because you think I'm someone else.
Yeah.
And it was good. Getting really good at human interaction.
That's
really
great.
Fun. Really good times.
I'll end on this story. I remember being in college, being out of this like kind of popular bar and seeing these couple dudes like really like eyeing me and like aggressively. I'm kind of like, what?
Okay.
It was a little scary because I'm not a big, strong man. And a friend of mine, she goes up to me and goes, hey, those guys just asked if your name was Connor. And they're like, that's Connor, right? You know, or they saw her talking to me like, you know Connor?
Oh, okay.
She's like, that's not Connor. His name's Trey. Like, you talking to Connor? She's like, I don't know who Connor is. That's
not
Trey.
Connor.
And the guys are like, oh, okay. I literally think I was this close to getting mistaken for Connor, who they wanted to beat up.
Connor is going to get
Can you imagine getting
around.
Beat up and they're like, take that, Connor. Like, what?
No.
You beat up the wrong guy.
No. Oh. Guys, let's find Connor together and beat him up.
Because
now I'm mad.
episode 25, adulting. We're
From
good
our,
at it.
Our huge week, guys.
Big. Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Next week, we'll see. Could be big. Could be a big disaster. I don't know.
Hopefully Trey's moved in, or at least moved into his basement studio.
Maybe, yeah. Well, we'll see. Only the future holds what it holds. That's what I always say.
Only the future holds the turntables.
From your Vibe Masters, we're signing off. Keep those vibes up this weekend.
Thanks for supporting us.
Do those God bless. Peace.